Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and thank you again for checking out the Be Bankable Business podcast and radio station. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC. I again just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you and your support for the work that I'm doing here. I'm bringing you genuine content to make sure that you are creating more profit every day. Well, hello, 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 and welcome back to the Bankable Business Podcast and Radio Show. I am your host and your money coach, Miss Kalisha, CEO and founder of Miss Tax Lady LLC. Today, we are still in our real estate bag. We are talking all things housing. And today, I'm going to share with you the latest article from, again, Keeping Current Matters. And we're going to discuss something very important for people I know who've been waiting to enter the home buying market and who have been saving for a down payment. So if you, my friend, my bankable, beautiful, brilliant people, my beautiful men and women who respect and value the power of money and financial security, have been saving for a down payment, here's what you should know. As you set out to buy a home, saving for a down payment is likely top of mind, but you may still have questions about the process, including how much to save and where to start. If that sounds like you, your down payment could be more in reach than you originally thought. Here's why. I'm going to break down the 20% down payment myth. So if you, like many others, believe you have to put 20% down on a home, you may have based your goal on a common misconception. Freddie Mac explains the following. Nearly a third of prospective home buyers think they need a down payment of 20% or more to buy a home. This myth remains one of the largest perceived barriers to achieving home ownership, end quote. So unless it's specified by your loan type or lender, it's typically not required to put 20% down. According to the latest profile of home buyers and sellers from the National Association of Realtors, the median down payment hasn't been over 20% since 2005. I'll say that again. The median down payment hasn't been over 20% since 2005. There are even loan types like FHA loans with down payments as low as 3.5%, as well as options like VA loans and USDA loans with no down payment requirements for qualified applicants. Again, this is good news for you because it means you could be closer to your buying your home buying power and your home buying dream, then you realize. For more information, you should always turn to a trusted lender. So I'll add a note for you here, which is that most of what we do at JR Real Estate is we have a lot of our services done in-house, which means we are working with lenders that we also know and trust because it provides a better output and a better desired outcome for you as you are going through the home buying process with us as we're going through it with you, because we want you to be in good hands always. That is with the broker, that is with myself, the agent, that is with your lender. We want you to have great relationships and connections with everyone involved from the title company on down. That way you have an experience that is long lasting and that you will share with other people. Not only that, you will enjoy being in your home because then you don't have to worry so much about buyer's remorse and things like that because you know you have been working with a team that has a fiduciary to you and your home buying needs. So down payment assistance programs can be a game changer. A professional will be able to show you other options that can help you get closer to your down payment goal. According to the latest Home Ownership Program Index, from the downpaymentresource.com, there are over 2,000 home buyer assistance programs in the U.S., and the majority are intended to help with, you guessed it, down payment. A recent article explains why programs like these are helpful. These resources can immediately build your home buying power and help you take action sooner than you thought possible. And if you're wondering if you have to be a first-time home buyer to qualify for these programs, that's not always the case. According to an article from downpaymentresource.com, quote, it is a common misconception that home buyer assistance is only available to first-time home buyers. However, 38% of home buyer assistance programs in quarter one of 2022 did not have a first-time buyer requirement. So there are also locations and professional-based programs that you can qualify for as well. So the bottom line is, saving for your down payment is an important first step on your home buying journey. Connect with a local real estate advisor and trusted lender today to begin exploring your options. And that's where you reach out to me. Again, you're already listening to the content. You're already getting the financial education. You're getting the home buying education. Now is the time to just reach out. Again, I am agentcoach@gmail.com. That's how you reach me for all things real estate content and for all real estate transactions. And I and my broker will walk you through the home buying process. Again, we want you to be beautiful, be brilliant, and be bankable. Until next time, let's continue to generate wealth and equity through your home buying power. That's what we are here for, to continue to show you how to gain wealth. All right? So again, be beautiful, be brilliant, and be thankable.